Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful people, how are you really doing this evening? A friend of mine said to me the other day, he said, Venice, how are you doing? And I was like, I'm okay. He said to me, I mean, how are you really doing? And that's something I want to say to you right now. How are you doing? Is everything really, 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 really okay? You know, I've been through so much that I need to draw you a little closer to me because I need you to feel like you belong somewhere. And pretty soon, I have some real good news for you. It's in the making right now. And but I hope to be on one of the major radio stations in America about by next week. Yeah, as soon as I put my furniture in place and everything. Well, I just spoke to someone in New York, and they would like for me to do a live show on a major radio station, which I will be telling you about real soon. And as you know, I like to share everything with my audience. I got a letter yesterday in my Facebook message box, and I was asked to do this show. And I spoke to the owner of the company, and I would like to definitely be on board. There's so much that I'd like to talk to you about, but I'm definitely going to save it for my new show. But in the meantime, there are things that I just want to talk that is on my mind and relate to you as a friend. Well, as you can tell from my voice, I'm feeling a little guilty today. What am I feeling guilty about? Because I made a vow not to have sex, at least for 4 years, and I masturbated last night. Hell, get it out, girl. Yes, I did. And I do believe that masturbation causes you to lose some of your power. Because as a radio DJ, I've realized that if you sex the night before or you masturbated the night before, your voice is not the same when you do your show. You do lose power. That's why it's very important that we live a certain life. I do not feel good about the masturbation. Maybe that's why it affects me. Because I don't know why. I don't think I belong there. I don't think it's what I should have been doing. I don't know why I did it. And so many of you are like me. You know, we meet these people online. We end up making love to people that we have never seen in our lives. We share our spirits with them. We share our bodies with them. And we don't know what we're really taking on. Some of these, the times when we mix with people, even by talking to someone on the phone, you take on certain energy that doesn't really belong in your circle. I've come to realize that when you make love to someone, whether in person or whether online, that they can make you feel like a woman or make you feel like a bitch or make you feel like nothing. And I'm not really feeling like a woman today, to be honest with you, because I didn't give it my all, because in the back of my mind, I knew that I didn't want to really settle with anyone. And I know that I was just doing whatever I was doing for the moment, because I honestly don't want to settle with anyone. I want to be married to my career right now. I've been there, done that, seen it all. And God has brought me from so far. You're talking about someone who was just homeless a couple of days ago. I was homeless for over 2 years. And when I'm like talking to men now that knew me from before, in the back of my mind, I'm saying to myself, why weren't you there for me? How come you didn't see that something was wrong? So now that God had brought me through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, I just can't go back to the people that weren't there for me, you know, because I'm just going to speak what comes to my mind. Just like how gay people look at a gay person, know when another gay person in the room is gay, they can just tell. There are some people that can tell when you're going through something. You don't have to tell them. They know that you're going through things in your life. And it so happened that the fake friends, they tend to avoid you until everything is good again, and then everybody wants to be your friend. And I will not tolerate it, neither should you. Because, as I said before, after you've been washed with the blood of Jesus Christ, go through certain experiences, you fall, God take you back up. Why should you walk with the same people? Why should you walk with the baby daddy who told you that he knew that you were never going to make it? Why should you talk to the same friends that criticize you the entire time when you were down? All they kept saying is, I don't get it. Where is all your money? What did you do with it? Why should you go back to those same people? We have to move forward, else you know what's going to happen. We're going to keep going around and around in that same circle. It's going to happen again. We're going to fall again, and maybe, just maybe, one of those times, there's not going to be anyone to lift us back up. Well, tomorrow should be a good day for me. Why? Because tomorrow I will be collecting my tax return. And with my tax return, I intend to restart my life. Like I said before, getting my furniture in place and setting up a mini radio station in my bedroom so that I can do my show live. And I look forward to a happy life. Now, when it comes to lovemaking, I don't think that's something I want to do right now, and I don't think it's something I want to do for a very long time. No, there's a time for everything. There's definitely a time for everything. My spirit is tired. My soul needs rest. The last thing I need is for someone to ride me right now. I really don't need that. And I have a lot of genuine friends online, real genuine friends that keep me going, especially the males. They definitely keep me going, tell me that I'm beautiful. And you would think that males online, they just tell you that you're beautiful and stuff. No, they do encourage you and make you feel like a woman. And I have many, many friends online, and I really appreciate you all. Where do I go from there? Well, on the 27th, I go back to school. I go on campus. I am in school, but online. On the 27th, I will be on campus. I would like to buy some, let me see, I want to wear boots. I don't care what anybody else is wearing. I want to wear boots on campus. I love to wear boots because I'm a New Yorker. I've lived in New Yorker. I'm New York for many years. And I need to get my hair done. I want to look real fly. Yeah. And I'm also going out to get a new vehicle sometime next week because, as you know, I crashed on the turnpike and my vehicle, you know, it's totaled. So I will be going shopping to get a new vehicle and some nice undies. And don't wonder, why am I buying new undies and I don't want a boyfriend? I just want to look good for me. You know, and I don't think I will stop sharing those sexy pictures. Some people feel that you talk about God, you shouldn't talk about sexiness, but I think that God loves sexy people. God like when you, he loves everything that is colorful, you know, not boring church people just clapping. I think God loves fun. Yeah, and I'm a very sexy, fun-loving person. Well, like I say, I've been through a lot. Sometimes I don't want to talk about it, but I think today I will share with you the thing that hurt me most, you know, in regards to all that I've been through. And that was my boyfriend at the time that I had. You know, when he realized that I was going through so much, he dumped me. Yes, he did. And it's the way that he did it. You know, that phone rang every night, and then that phone just didn't ring anymore. And during the time that I met in the accident, I remember calling him and telling him that I met into an accident, and that's the last I heard from him. Because to him it was like, this girl have so much drama going on, I don't need to deal with it, you know. And he wasn't there for me. And it really pisses me off, you know, when he texts me and stuff like that. Now, no, I don't want to hear from you. Straight up, I don't. But it was very hurtful because I needed someone to be there to hold my hand, you know, especially with my daughter going through so much, her appendix had burst. I needed someone to be there for me. And so I'm not looking back. I'm moving forward. I don't know what is in store for me, but it better be ahead because I'm definitely not looking back. And let me tell you what I want my ultimate boyfriend to be like when I do decide to settle down again. I would like a boyfriend that gives me stuff for once, because all these years I've been the giver. I'm not going to lie. True confession. Yeah, buy the boxers, buy the jeans, pants, buy the shoes, even though I was told if you buy your shoes for a man that he's going to leave you, he's not going to stick around. Yeah, I did all that. Made the car payments. Yeah. Eat out my fridge. Cook the best food and give him. You know, the times when you give him the salmon and you just settle for the chicken, you and the kids. I've been a fool. Yeah. But let me tell you how messed up I was before I even talk about the ultimate boyfriend. Because he may be listening. You never, ever, ever know. You know, let me tell you where I really, really went wrong. Sometimes when I had my last, and if I had a boyfriend and he would said, you know, Mona, I'm in trouble, I need it, I would take my last and give it to that individual. Now looking back, me and my kids could have really used all that money. I really, really messed up. You know where I messed up too? When I invested $20,000 US with my ex-husband. How can you invest $20,000 US with your ex-husband and expect to get anything back? And that's exactly what happened. I invested $20,000 US, then turned around and invested another $10,000 US with them. And got nothing back. Nothing. For real. The other day when everything was down and I could not pay for the hotel just recently, and I texted him, please send me some money. Please send me some money. And he totally ignored all my texts. And then I lost it. I said, hey, don't remember that you have my money. I spent all that money with you. You need to send me some money now or else, you know. And he got back to me and he was like, V, I'm going through so much. I have so much problems, blah, 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 blah. But I'll send you $100, you know. And that's all I got out of $30,000, believe it or not. You know, there were a few times I went to Jamaica and I had to pay for the rental over the years. And, you know, I just drive up and I say, hey, you know, you owe me, pay for the rental. And he would take care of it right there and then. That's because I show up. But because I'm so far in America, you know, and when I call on the phone or text, no, he ain't pay me no mind. And sometimes, you know, this is an honest show, so we got to be real. Sometimes we wish that these people could, like, get hurt. Somebody could really hurt them, you know, or something could happen to them. And then you hear the voice of God, and it says to you, revenge is mine. Mona, don't take it onto yourself, you know, to sin. Because sin leads to death eventually, you know. So leave it alone, Mona. Revenge is mine. And I try not to be wicked because when you're wicked, it shows on your face. It shows in your features. It's like I've seen women that are supposed to be beautiful, but they're so wicked that they look so ugly. And that is a time when I'm not afraid to call someone ugly. When you see the anger in their faces, the wickedness in their faces, you know, like some bosses, you can just see it in their faces, in their foreheads. You can just see it, you know. So God told me, Mona, the things that people have done to you, you know, for everything that they took from you, I will give you far more. For everything that God, that people have taken from you, God has planned, has great, 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 great plans to bless you with so much more. But God may tell you to do something that you don't want to do, or you don't expect it to come from God. For real. But he goes back to say, lean not unto your own understanding. God may tell you to go somewhere, do something, drop someone, has nothing to do with your own family, or go back to your family and apologize. He may tell you to do something. And what I realize about God, if it takes a million years, you are not going to go to the next dimension until you do that particular thing. I know you heard me because I'm talking to you. Yes, you. There is something in your life that you need to do.
that God has been telling you over and over and over to do it, but you refuse to do it. Yet you keep going to him, praying and asking him to help you. And all you have to do is that one thing that God told you to do. And any day that you do that one particular thing, you will see the scales of destruction drop off you. You will see doors open that you thought were closed. You will see honor you that you thought would never honor you. You would see you end up with friends that you never thought that you were worthy of. So whatever it is that you need to let go of, you really need to let go of it. Like, for example, there are some men, they have like married to a particular woman and left another woman behind with kids and or with just one kid and never really look back, never even thought it was important to look back. They figure, okay, I paid their child support, you know, the kid is okay, so, you know, I'm moving on with my life. And they still hope for the blessing of God. But what about the fact that you hurted one woman for the other? How can you expect blessings to be in your own? Do you think God is a God that is not lenient, a God that is not fair? God will not allow it. But then again, let us go back to David. And when David sinned, when David had all these women, but he wanted Uriah's wife, and he put him in the front of the battle so that he could get killed, so that he could end up with his wife. After he did that, so many things happened to him. So many things happened to him. So although we do wrong, eventually there comes a time when God is willing to forgive us for all the wrongs that we have done. But you got to recognize that time. If sin is in your home and God is about to bless you, maybe, just maybe, he just wants you to feel a little remorse for the person who you left behind. Some men are quick to say, well, she have another man. After I moved on, she moved on too. How do you know that she really moved on? How do you really, really know? Sometimes all it takes is one phone call to tell that individual, I'm sorry for what I've done to you. For everything I've ever done, I'm sorry. But all I'm asking you to do is to forgive me, not to make me stop you from loving again. To feel free to love again, and I wish you all the happiness in life. Do you know how much that can set not just that person free, but how much it can set you free also? Just bless the person that you left behind, that you can move forward and be blessed also. What about the mother that you haven't seen in months, that you haven't visited in years? Pay her a visit. Give her a call. We cannot move forward until we go backwards. What about the son who disrespected you, that you said you will never talk to again? Give him a call. At that time, he was a teen. At that time, he did not understand life. How are you going to hold it over his head? You understand? We cannot do that. So in order to move forward, we first need to move backward. I've traveled it also in planes, and I realized that my kids are acting up, but they're kids. I realized traveling plane that the plane first goes down before it goes higher. I've watched these things. I'm going to tell them to be quiet. I only have 5 minutes to go. I've watched planes go down and then go up in the air. You know I'm doing a show live, right? You know I'm doing a show live. You have to respect that. Yes. And you have to fall before you rise. If it's even to fall on your knees, you must fall before you rise. Last but not least, You need to go back and forgive yourself. So many times we beat upon ourselves. When God has already forgiven us, we haven't forgiven ourselves. Have you forgiven yourself for that abortion? Have you? Do you realize that the spirit of a child, after you abort the spirit of a child, the child always come back in another body, but that doesn't give you the right to abort the child. At least pray that God will allow the child's soul to rest in peace, or to allow the child to come back through another source. Instead of beating up on yourself and say, oh, I've killed a child, I've taken an abortion, you need to forgive yourself. I took two abortions in life. I forgave myself and went on to having more children. Forgive yourself. Maybe you're trying to get pregnant again and you just can't get pregnant because you never forgave yourself. I know that today may not be the show that you expected, but it may not be for everyone. But this show is at least for one person, and I do believe that it's you. Thank you so much for staying tuned, and may God truly, 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 truly bless you, bless you, bless you, and open up doors for you that you never, ever expected. And may God send someone in your life that truly loves you.
And I can't.